council meeting. We will start as always with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Dr. Crawford, could you please call the roll?
Certainly, we have Garth Baldwin.
Present.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
Karina Higgins.
Present.
Mike Hill.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Okay, we have audience participation. We have one person who has signed up. Anyone else in the audience may also sign up if desired. So Dennis, would you like to come forward, please? And?
Dennis Olson, 860 Georgia Street. A couple of comments regarding the medical facility. Does anybody know what the priority is for that getting done by family medicine? No?
Yes.
The short answer is we haven't had received an update from family medical in some time, nor have we prompted them for an update, to be fair. So right now, I'm still holding that.
Had a suggestion maybe that if the city were to meet with Family Care and Peace Health, perhaps something could be worked out so we get a building in Blaine. The excuses or reasons that I've heard were, well, we got to fix the computer system. And that's even a higher priority than getting a building here. And that's bothersome. The other thing regarding the PIF, I guess my concern is that this tax incentive area can just be established by the city at any area, anytime. Is that right?
No. Well, yes and no. Any individual municipality of the city can establish two at one point. Once one is established, nothing can change that TIA, but that they could have two at one time. We couldn't just like drop that all over.
No, but I mean, if you hadn't started this one, then any area could have been done the same way.
Any area that qualifies under the that development seems to be stalling because of the lack of the infrastructure that it would be financing. Like, we actually have to justify that. It's called the but for. The development stalled but for this kind of financing.
The other part to that is, once, if the project goes ahead, I don't understand quite how that's being financed. Are we down to 3.75 from the city now?
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Mayor, maybe it'd be appropriate if I met with Mr.
Yeah.
Olson for a tip overview.
That'd be great. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Go ahead.
I'd be happy to be with you, sir, and just kind of give you an overview of the project and what we're considering.
The other part is, when that area was laid out, was anybody other than the two developers involved?
Yeah, if anybody knows the answer to that.
The area looked at is one that is either owned or permitted it or in process by the particular developers. We didn't select an area that other developers were involved in or owned the property of or had permits in progress for.
So that if the developer goes through, then these people benefited just like the developers. The two that signed up would be, and the utilities available.
Perhaps it is very site specific, but please feel welcome to meet with our city manager, and he'll be able to fill you in on a lot of the details. We've been deliberating a lot on these exact details over the last few meetings.
And I guess my last comment is, are the developers bound in any way to go through with this if you go ahead with it?
There are a number of stipulations that we've been adding into the agreement. The agreement is not finalized yet. City Council will still be deliberating on what the final terms are, but a lot of those kind of safeguards are being considered and are so far looking like they're going to be included with any agreement that would happen.
And if nothing happens and you got the bill, then the city has to pay the whatever's new on the bonds.
If that were to occur, we'd be sitting on much more developed, much more shovel ready, a lot more attractive.
That's not the question. If they came and said, well, you got to pay this off now, the city is bound to do that, isn't it?
Yes, they are.
Yes, indeed. I was just saying that if we got to that point, we'd be sitting on a lot more attractive, a lot more buildable property. Then
how would that affect the bond?
I think the specificities of all this could be handled through the finance director and the city manager. Yeah,
that's great. Feel free to meet with staff, and they'll fill you in on every detail.
And Mr. Olson, there will be at least two public hearings on this before anything is done. Public hearing, there's at least two public hearings where only this is discussed. We have 3 months between submitting this and receiving back from the state.
I'm confused because when I read that information, it said you are obligated to have a public hearing, which you can have public comment, but it doesn't necessarily, it's, the word hearing isn't in there as far as I know.
I think it specifies well, Mr. Stowe can probably answer that better than anybody right now.
Well, I thank you for your time. I think the people in the general area around here really have no idea what this is. And if there's any way they can get out the information to make sense, it would be well done.
In the next 3 months, we will be really putting out a lot of information because you're not the only one.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
We might even put together a little primer and send it to the Northern Light, just a real bullet point explanation of what's going on that they could share with the public if they want to.
Okay, is there anyone else from the audience that would like to participate? Please come forward. Anybody online, Mr. Crawford?
Yeah, I believe we should get anyone on the Zoom portion of the meeting, roughly 30 seconds or so, to raise their hand or to start speaking if you'd like to speak during the audience participation portion.
If I could, Dennis is probably your part three question, and I don't think it was really addressed. I even have a mic on.
But you asked if the owners in the TIA would benefit from the improvements. The ones that are going to be associated with the developments would be on those utilities. But if the person north of there on Harvey is on a septic, they will still be on their septic.
But they would have to be at some point.
It would be closer to the city utilities. Closer. That's a Stacy question. And that's probably where you're meeting with the city manager. Might include Stacy.
Okay.
Let's move on then. Mr. Crawford, no bites?
I do not see anyone raising their hand or something on my portion.
We'll move on to the written communications then, please.
So there was an email dated February 15, 2023 from Rob Lee regarding the Building Industry Association of Whatcom County Lunch and Learn on February 22nd. Email dated February 16, 2023 from Dennis Olison regarding a Blaine medical facility. Email dated February 17, 2023 from Stacy Krasner regarding a short course on local planning. Email dated February 22nd, 2023 from Jacqueline Braverman regarding tax increment financing. And lastly, an email dated February 22nd, 2023 from Paul Sichler regarding East Blaine owner-occupied only affordable homes.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the consent agenda, items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. A voucher memo, approval of bills, $448,407.74. Approval of February 13th, 2023 City Council meetings. Approval of February 22nd, 2023 Special City Council minutes. Ordinance 23-2994, waiving the second reading and approving final plat approval of East Maple Ridge. Do I have a motion to approve?
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Consent agenda is passed 7-0. Council action items. Number one, approval of tax increment financing agreements with East Harbor Hills LLC and Blossom Management. Mr. Harmon, please.
Thank you, Mayor. So these agreements are what we referenced at the city study session last week. They are simply a mechanism for us to get reimbursed for expenses already incurred through Bob Stowe from the developers. Those agreements, one with Skip, JIJ Development, and the second one with Blossom Management, contemplate them reimbursing us as we incur expenses, which again, we already have done. So in simple words, they're responsible for $25,000 each of the $75,000 total package that is Bob Stowe. And again, that's a not to exceed. Bob has billed us or invoiced us already, so we would be seeking reimbursement from those developers. Pursuant to the agreement has been moved forward, but that's all those agreements are. They don't bind us to any future action. They don't incur any new costs for Bob Stowe. They don't add another $75,000 on top of the already established contract.
I move to approve the agreement.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All right, we'll go for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Council action item number one is approved 7-0. Okay, moving on to resolution 1914-23, approving city staff to move forward with tax increment financing. Again, Mr. Harmon, please.
Thank you, Mayor. So just to follow up and make some very simple points here, this is an action to submit that project analysis to the state for their review and consideration. The state requires a 90-day comment period, so we expect their comments to come back before the deadline, which would allow us to establish that PIA if the council chooses prior to that June 1 deadline. This binds us to no future action. A vote for the project analysis submittal does not necessarily mean you would vote in support of TIF if and when that comes before the council. And just to be very clear, it's an action to submit to report to the state and nothing more. So, Mayor, unless there are any questions from council, we've covered it. I see Bob's here. The developers are on the Zoom conference call, and I would turn the floor over to council for any questions regarding this submittal to the state.
Okay. Implicit or implied in any way that by the council voting yes to submit the project analysis to the state, that the city administration or the city council is essentially representing that it believes that the but-for analysis is met.
I'm going to give you my opinion that by submitting the project analysis to the state, the city is saying we have reviewed the project analysis and we believe there's enough but-for present to have moved forward at this stage, that we want to complete a continued due diligence period with the developer and ferret that out to a higher level. But I would believe that we are the city saying, yes, we think enough information warrants us taking that next step. Not the final step, but the next step. Again, I'd look at Bob or our attorney here to back me up on that. That's my opinion of our action.
But based on what Mr. Stowe was saying, it sounds like the state is not going to do a deep dive to double check our but for. They're gonna kind of peek over our shoulders a little bit, but they're relying on the municipality to have done its due diligence. Is that a correct statement?
Mayor, I do report to Bob on this particular question. Yeah.
I have not seen the state weigh in on that topic yet, but that doesn't mean they won't. Again, they've only had a few project analysis to review. When you adopt your ordinance forming a tax increment area, you'll adopt certain findings, and one of those findings is that you're complying with the statute, which includes the but-for analysis.
At the time of final approval of the ordinance is when...
That's correct. Okay. The ordinance adopts the tax increment area. That's correct.
Oh, okay. The TIA. Got it.
I have a question for you. Does the state reviewers, do they have the purview to take a project and say, actually, we're not seeing a but-for here? Is that within their purview?
Yeah, it is. It's in the purview. Anything within the statute was in their purview to look at in terms of providing feedback and recommendations back to the municipality.
So they could, in fact...
They could.
It would not be out of their purview to flag one and say, actually, this one was on a faulty foundation.
Or they, more likely, they would ask, provide more information to help explain why this is meeting the but-for analysis or requirement.
Okay, so they could do a deep dive if something just doesn't seem to seem
right. This
seems well. At this point, to ask the question, who does the analysis? At the city. What department at the state?
Office of State Treasurer.
Treasurer does. Oh.
Any further comments? We have a motion then to resolution 1914-23 to approve city staff to move forward with the TIF.
A motion.
Seconder?
Second.
All those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
Any abstain? Okay, so it's passed 4-3. Third one, resolution 1912-23, establishing the 2023 comprehensive plan and land use map docket. Ms. Fraction is.
Yeah, thank you, member. All right. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Can everyone see that as well as you can in the council room? Right. We'll hope for the best here. All right. Well, of course, always a pleasure to speak in front of council. So provided in advance of our meeting this evening is a draft resolution for council to consider establishing the 2023 docket of comprehensive plan and land use map amendments. This work will define the bulk of the Community Development Services Department's legislative output for this year. We'll start with our recommendation that we respectfully request that you do consider approving the draft resolution. And as part of council's deliberation, that you affirm that these updates, potential updates, align with council's priorities. So tonight, in advance of council deliberations on which amendments to docket, so in other words, docketing is that process where the city council and the leadership go ahead and tell CDS, yes, we want you to go ahead and review and study these. We want you to notify the state that these are changes that could be potentially upcoming, and that at the end of the year, ultimately, city council would make on a decision on these updates. So tonight, again, we've given our recommendation. We'll talk a little... This is the wrong presentation. I apologize because you went ahead and did consent agenda already. My apologies. Let me bring up the right one.
I don't recall those coastal mountains in
right. All right, here we go. So just a brief preview. Many of you have heard this before since we do this conversation once a year on where this fits in as far as local government land use planning and legislative actions. I'll go through the proposed docket. We've got approximately 8 items. I'll go into some detail in each one to inform your deliberations and ask any questions. And then I'll describe council's options and the potential next steps as well. So dockets to the comprehensive plan and any updates to the comprehensive plan, this also includes the zoning and text amendment code. This is about changes to that visioning and goal setting document. The comp plan, of course, is a 20-year visioning document. We are due for a periodic update. The state will require that in the year 2025. We've started planning work on that. The state also offers an opportunity for jurisdictions to update their comp plans once a year. This creates an iterative process where the council can constantly be updating this plan so that it meets the needs and visions of the community. The comp plan is the ultimate source from which all its our city's fundamental planning and capital facility planning decisions are made. The Community Development Services Department, we will be presenting legislative text amendments that will be happening subsequent to the March retreat with City Council scheduled in late March. And so tonight is focused on changes to the comprehensive plan docket. Go ahead and put this in slideshow mode. I feel like it's been a while since I've done a presentation like this for council, clearly a little out of practice. So again, we're in this part of the pyramid where fundamental decisions about the future of the community and about planning are taking place. And so this provides, this graphic here provides even more detail on where we are in terms of planning and development. We're dealing with the goals, policies, and text of the comprehensive plan and potentially changes to the land use map as well. So you can see that both of those are starred. Later in the year, again, after March, we'll talk about potential updates to the development code. We'll be presenting that when we have a better idea of priorities and goals from the City Council pursuant to the City Council retreat. And so council will be aware that when we're looking at this pyramid, what we're discussing this evening is not the implementation of code. This is something that happens with the hearing examiner and occasionally City Council as well through subdivision plats, variances, or conditional uses. This also isn't about administrative or ministerial permits. This is the fundamental planning framework that then is implemented by these future actions. Okay, so this year got a pretty busy comp plan docket. We're clearly feeling ambitious. City Council is aware that we are meeting with the Ad Hoc Downtown Advisory Committee to scope potential updates to the Central Business District. So what we've done is we've also created a slot here to potentially docket any needed changes to the comp plan. The Ad Hoc Advisory Committee is going to be reviewing a draft vision statement at its next meeting and potential updates to comp plan goals and policies as it applies to downtown. If heights change, that would also mean a change to the land use and zoning map. So we wanted to create a space for that and make sure we notify the state in plenty of time. And if it's council's pleasure to adopt any changes at the end of the year, we'll be ready to do that because it's been docketed through this resolution tonight. Additionally, we're going to start work on have started work with the county and the other cities on the periodic update that's going to be due from Whatcom County and all cities in 2025. And so we anticipate that some work product may come out of that. Currently, there's work at that county level on the countywide planning policies. So likely the City Council will see some of that work come to fruition this year as well. The council also just recently approved a contract with Maui Foster and Alonghi for the city to work on a housing action plan. This action plan, if chosen to be adopted by council, would be an appendix to the city's comp plan. So again, needs to be docketed. So if it's council's pleasure to adopt, there's a slot for it to do that. Public Works has a lot of work on its plate this year, not just putting some things in the ground, but also to update its own plans. And so since all those plans, those utility plans, are also appendices to the comprehensive plan, we've also created a docket and slot for those. We do need to do some work to align our capital facilities element in the comp plan with our current transportation impact program, improvement program. So we've docketed that as well, or request to docket that. As council is aware, we recently processed an annexation to bring 5 additional acres into the city. We do need to amend the official zoning and land use map to reflect that. And then we do have a citizen initiated request for an amendment. And this is an application, an amendment to the zoning and land use map to change the zoning at the property 2619 Bell Road. Along with working with the property owner, we're also working with Public Works. This location is right kitty corner to the city's and of course, the planned upgrades, the grade separation there at Bell and Peace Portal. So looking how that may potentially impact this property. And then finally, we've also requested a docketing. We understand that the City Council may be interested in acquiring a piece of property in the Highway Commercial Subzone A to allow government offices, specifically a new police station. That zone currently doesn't anticipate government uses or office as an allowed use. And so we've recommended docketing that if it's the Council's pleasure to proceed. All right, so options this evening, you can approve as recommended. Obviously, there can be modifications, changes, updates, removals, additions, or not approve the resolution, and we can go back to the drawing board. I really thank you for your attention. I'd be happy to answer any questions about the proposed comp plan docket for this year.
Are there any questions for Ms. Patchen, please?
Yeah, I have a couple in regards to item number 7.
Yes.
So right now it looks, just looking at the zoning map itself and its position, looks like it is residential low density. They're planning to bring it to planned commercial. Do you know what the intended use is?
Yes, we do. The intended use is probably a multifamily development on there. We're not sure exactly the density of that multifamily, but right now the residential low density doesn't anticipate that kind of density of uses. However, the planned commercial does. And so the owners of property have applied for a zoning map and land use text amendment.
And Stacey, that's got to go through the planning commission first before it hits us, correct?
That's correct. The Planning Commission is the legislative recommending body to City Council.
And sorry, just one last question. And if you do know the answer, kind of on the corner of Rungi and Bell Road, there are 3 apartment complexes.
Yes. They're
the same ownership that applying for the 2619 Bell Road update.
No, they are not under the same ownership. And council member, I also provided specific ownership information a little earlier today, and free to talk about that further if you'd like, but no, not under the same ownership.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For item 6 for annexation. You know what, never mind, sorry.
Any other questions? And Ms. Patchen, before we take the vote, before we look at it any further, I have a motion for resolution 1912-23.
So may.
Seconded.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Resolution 1912-23 is passed 7-0. Okay, going on to the commission committee and board reports. Does anyone on council have a commission, committee, or board report?
Sure. The Lane Chamber of Commerce had their annual lunch that was titled an AGM, but none of the business of the AGM was conducted at that lunch. And not much happened there. And Mary Lou and I and our City Manager Mike, we're all there.
Okay, I will bring up just a couple of things from the Small Cities Partnership that people should be aware of. The jail update is very much still prominent as far as the county is concerned, so we're going to be hearing more about this. It's planned to be on the ballot in November, so there's a lot of preparation for this. The other thing is there is some available grants. There's a planning grant for by the port for small cities. If they have a planning of some agenda that they spend $100,000 on, we can get $50,000 reimbursed. And that goes to 2 cities each year. Everson and Blaine's turn is this year. So this is available for us if there is a project that meets this. There's also Washington hospitality grants. This, I have mentioned this to Mr. Ringer and also the people at the Semiahmoo Resort, because speaking to the gentleman who came to the small cities on this, it is available for losses due to the COVID in the hospitality business, and certainly the resort suffered some losses due to that, so they could apply for some grants there. So I passed that on to the various people in charge of that.
I did have something.
Okay, wonderful.
As I understand it, one of our wonderful engineers at the Public Works Office member informed us that the RAISE grant application has been submitted for the Bell Road grade separation project. And I just wanted to give her a particular amount of kudos for all the excellent work that she's done. She is a fabulous asset to this.
I couldn't
know that personally.
I couldn't agree more. And she was relatively new to the job, and she just stepped right in with she came up with a very, very extensive. And Gary also, thank you, Mr. McSpadden.
Not to take anything away. Okay, and Ruth deserves everything you've given her.
Pretty good. What you had to do was a bit of a great job.
And if we are sending out thanks to people involved in this, Mr. Baldwin, our counselor, I think deserves a lot of credit for getting the ball rolling on this. But for Garth, we may not be dealing with this right now. So, okay. Yep.
I wanted to add that the Blaine Public Library is organizing a summer conference. That's going to be put on this summer. So stay tuned. There will be more information coming. They wanted me to pass that on to them.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful.
It just seems I associate the library with, and there's a bunch of other organizations, like the Blaine Fine Arts Commission and the other jazz things. Oh, it's a different genre of jazz not covered by the other various jazz organizations in our town, I guess.
Okay, moving on then, we're now looking at department reports. We have Public Works Department. Mr. McSpadden, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just have a really quick update on the G Street sewer. That is, of course, out to bid. It is getting quite a lot of interest. We've got, I think, 9 people that have requested drawings. The bid opening on that will be March 10th. It's all getting a lot of interest, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. I've been waiting a while for that. Good. Okay, any other information, calendars to look at, if any meetings that are appropriate for you? Keith Tankton.
I'm sorry, Madam Mayor. Just a quick update. Back in October, the council remembers I did a proposal for some ballistic shields for the police department. And then there was a recommendation from the city attorney to put it out to bid, which we did do that. Last week, we received 2 bids, one from a company here in America, one from a company in Colombia, which the company in Colombia actually did not meet the requirements. So we do have the one bid, and we will be moving forward with the request back to the council to buy those shields.
Good. Okay. Right. Yes, Mr. Harmon.
Just a couple of quick updates for the council, Madam Mayor. The public works director position closed on Friday last, and we did receive applicants, quality applicants for that. So Sam will begin to put together an interview schedule, and I'll probably reach out to members of the council. Right now, I'm thinking liaisons to our public works committee, but I'd like to invite council participation in that hiring process, if you would like. And then second, good conversations with the report on Marine Drive in its future. We're not ready to bring anything to the council yet, but those conversations are happening and we'll have something for you at a later date to consider.
That's amazing how that is all taken off as well.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, council unfinished business. Anyone has any comments? Council new business. We have an executive session. No.
Oh, we don't.
No. Wonderful.
It's written on the.
I did. I wondered if we were getting a different attorney for this. Okay. 6:35. I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Things can be.